You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
It's been a long time since I've been in full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
You know what? I'm gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. With me, your host, V. Yes, the Prince of All Hosts. Right here on RBN. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com, ladies and gentlemen. TLBTalk.com. It's the only free speech social network where, hey, the KKK hasn't set up shop. Yes, all right, yeah. You know, it's amazing to me. The whole idea of free speech. And, you know, during my show yesterday, I was getting a little irritated. I had to stop reading my messages while I was doing the show. Because I'm going to tell you, I was on Gab. Of course, I'm on a lot of networks. I have to be on as many networks as humanly possible. But it was like, I don't know, I get a lot of traction on Gab. Tons and tons of traction because people are hating this whole false flag shooter narrative that the government keeps on forcing us through. They're little MK Ultra Manchurian candidates trying to make us believe that the normal regular population is a threat. We all feel in our hearts that's not true. But they have to play this game, right? So my posts are getting wonderful amounts of traction. More so than I ever could on Facebook. Because of shadow banning, things like that. But I tell you, I hit my inbox, my message box on Gab. Let's just say I have never been so attacked. I have never experienced, I mean, within 1 hour, I got all these messages within 1 hour. I've never experienced so much racism. I've never been N-bombed so many times in my entire life that I have in this 1 hour of checking messages. Yeah. One white supremacist named Hate for White People. I guess he's one of these people who think that, white men are hated and they're born extinct or whatever that garbage is. Because you're not going extinct. You're not. White babies! Help white babies! We need more white people! That's not true. Anyways, I hit some of these people up with some real stats, and it's disgusting. It really is disgusting. I hit some of these people with some real stats because they're spreading propaganda. Oh, blacks are the most violent people in the world. Oh, really? So whipping people and whipping people so hard that their backs scar up, they start to look like turtles because scar tissue is building up so much. You know, whenever they get tired of a slave, they'll set them free and let dogs chase them down and tear them apart. It's like, really, you know, white people are not violent at all, really? You actually earn the name Cracker for a reason, because it's a violent name. You're a cracker. You You tear the flesh off of people's bodies with the whip of wrist that makes a cracking sound. And this person obviously couldn't say anything back to me. You know, just stupid people. And then there's these other guys, and I don't get this at all. You got this guy named, I don't know, Palos Sanchez, something like that, on Gab, and he's talking about, oh, because the blacks and the Latinos, oh, all the crime and the violence. And I'm thinking to myself, is he Uncle Tommy right now? Because his skin's dark, but he's championing his fight for the white people. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you. he had one of those posts saying, oh, the great white civilization is under attack. The civilization we built. And to educate that person as well. It's like, okay, well, white people tend to move from one area to another. And they will take over a region and they'll genocide that region, or whitewash to the least. And yeah, it sort of moves like a virus, sort of like a cancer, across wherever. You know, you absorb the knowledge and then say it was your own. And this guy's so angry at me because I told him about the Moors that conquered Europe, bringing them out of the Dark Ages. Like, he didn't have any of these facts. You know, it's just this grand superiority. I don't think, has any white supremacist actually opened up a history book? Or is it just because we're in charge now, history must favor us, and we're going to believe these fairy tales that we want to believe? And I know the mainstream media, why I didn't used to watch Fox News. You know, every time I turned on Fox News, it was something, you know, an agenda that was something racist. You know, they're always trying to pit something on somebody black. That's why I didn't watch Fox News. It was absolutely ridiculous. It's sort of the same main vein of what I'm talking about now. Just no facts. It's just, oh, okay, we're having a terrible time here. Hey, look at these black people over here. Like we're the source and cause of the problems. If it weren't for the horrible things going on right now, where, you know, they're having to actually cannibalize themselves, you know, they got to eat their Democratic Party half, you know, it would be the same narrative. It really would. I believe so. So, I mean, I've got these guys, oh my God, just, you know, dogpiling on this guy, on me actually, but on his comments. And he's like, yeah, like, how does that happen? How does this work? Is this Hispanic guy, this Latino guy, who's throwing his own people underneath the bus, is he an honorary white? What happens? I mean, a house Negro is a house Negro. He doesn't get the status of being white just because he agrees with everything Master says. So how does this work? This guy was so self-deprecating, and nobody was any of the wiser, or would acknowledge the fact that this guy was some sort of Hispanic, Mexican or something. Maybe a guy from Spain, I don't know. But they completely ignored it just because he's speaking their hate speech. I'm thoroughly disgusted. So a person actually reached out to me. And his name was, Hate for Whites. And he said, hey, look, guy, you just, people think that you're trying to stir up the community and trying to piss everybody off. Yeah, I'm staring up the community for correcting people who actually believe in white supremacist propaganda, and I'm showing them facts. Facts. Well, you're still the most violent, you know, and calling every black person an animal. Like, it's like, okay, that's the kind of people I'm dealing with here. Okay. But this guy reached out to me and said, they think you're stirring up the pot. And I told him who I was, and I'm not stirring up the pot. And he agreed with me. And at the end of the day, I make some white supremacist friend anywhere I go. It's kind of weird. Anyhow, we don't have that on TLBtalk.com. And he actually told me, you know, the reason why they're doing this is because they feel they have free speech. They're on Gab. It's the only place a white man can have free speech. Like, no, I have a social network. And no one has devolved into racist, you know, cretins like you guys. I don't believe that is, you give free speech to a white man, that's what everything's going to devolve to, is hate. I don't believe that. It's not what's happening on my social network. But anyways, I think we have to take a quickie short break here. And we'll come back. I'll try to set up the show if I'm done with my rants and get into things, all right? So we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What y'all riffing about? Hang them like they did in the South. Dead with your in your mouth. Now what this is about? Was niggas sleeping. Like I won't slip in your house.
Come on now.
And put my in your till you get home. I lamp like a part of your couch. Dad, sit on me. That's when I'ma squeeze 50 pretty swiftly. Till them coppers come and get me. Trying to tell this coward this is real. Acting like I can't get through that slow-man shit. I'm a veteran. I take levers and firms. Safe cracker. Move from New York to Jersey. Still send kites with birds. Nothing's heard. Feds wanna tap my words. Take vehicles off curve. Tools off her. Jewels off all you nerves. You swerve. I splurge with all y'all riches. Coming to junk. Blind all y'all
bitches.
Give respect, cause respect is due. Keep frontin', and I'ma put the tech to you.
Dame espacio. Dame espacio.
Can I get a minute to breathe?
Dame espacio.
That means give me space.
Dame espacio.
Dame espacio. Yeah, give me some space. I'm trying to breathe. That's what I'm talking about. And see, I had a conversation with Roger today, Roger Landry. In case you guys don't know who that is, let's just say he's the Obi-Wan to my Anakin. All right? And I told him today, it's like, I'm not even sure if I should be doing what I'm doing. I've done too much volunteerism. I've done too much charity, and I've done so much selfless work. And then, you know, you see some nasty atrociousness, the most ugliest stuff I've ever seen, which has come out of the Caucasian persuasion, as they say. And it's like, wow, this is ugly. This is barbaric. It's uncivilized. Hate that's not rooted in anything except for propaganda, what the media would have you believe, which is nowhere near true with any studies. Blacks commit most of the crimes. No. First off, you have those people who get caught. You know those people? And then those people that don't get caught. Some of those people, I'm talking about whites, get let off. I've done enough work behind the scenes with the people that I try to help and just see them let off just because of their skin color. Okay? Listen. Cocaine. A white man get caught with cocaine, get spent a few days in jail, and get what? Probation. Black man can get caught with some crack. And it's the same substance, by the way. And it's 25 years to life. You know, I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous that they're so blinded. A black man may rob you of your wallet, which is easily replaced. Your cards and your money, easily replaced. A Mexican may steal your car, which your insurance may also replace. But the white man can take away your 401k with impunity, and you're screwed. A white man can control the laws around you, the codes and that sort of thing around you. Screw you. Last I checked, politicians and bankers are crooked. They have a whole name for that. White collar crime. White collar crime. Do you know why it's white collar instead of blue collar or any other color? White collar. It's not just the person that's in the shirt. But this guy is supposed to be so clean that he doesn't leave any dirt on his collar. There's no sweat. There's no labor. That's why it's still white. This guy steals and defrauds and kills with pen and paper sitting at his desk. How many white drug dealers we have out there with white police officers in their back pockets? Oh, blacks are responsible for crime in America. Give me a break. If blacks, in the whole scheme of things, you know, you may have, it's like McDonald's franchise. You may have a black mopping the floors, maybe taking the register every once in a while. But guess who the franchise owner is? I'm just sick of this white supremacist. Oh, we're the freaking problem. Tired of it. Tired of it. I got hit with more racism in 1 hour than my entire life, guys. It's freaking ridiculous. If Gab is where racism continues, I'm not going to be on that network anymore. That's why we have TLBTalk.com, guys. Go there, be a Chad, and try to save the world, huh? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. I end the Liberty Minute every day with the Latin phrase, civis pacem, para bellum. It seems that every week I get an email asking me what that means, so please let me explain. Civis pacem, para bellum means if you want peace, prepare for war. Sound advice used by Reagan, but rephrased as peace through strength. And by Teddy Roosevelt as walk softly, but carry a big stick. The phrase originally comes from the book Epitoma Remilitarius by Roman general Publius Flavius Vegetius Renatus, almost 2,000 years ago. That name should sound vaguely familiar. Publius was the pen name used by the authors of the Federalist Papers. So no matter how you say it, we should all hope for the best while we prepare for the worst. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, para bellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right. Yeah, so these breaks are messing me up here. Messing up my continuity. So Roger was saying, you know, he's going to be doing this thing no matter what to the day he dies. You know, he's been through all the stuff, and it's like, you know what? I've 14 years been doing this, and yada, 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 yada. And it's like, yeah, I know. You've been through it as well, I'm sure. Sometimes it's like people are just not... I mean, because you have so many selfish people out there that are 100% out there for themselves, like psychopaths. And then you have a few people out there that don't live for themselves, that wake up every day and give to the community, try to do everything they can to make humanity better. And it's just amazing. I actually made a post on my profile, I was like, I love the good, I hate the bad, and I hate the ugly even worse. I would like to defeat the ugly, but if I did, then that means I'm also helping the bad by helping the good. What do I do? Nobody's been able to give me an answer. No, that's like one post that nobody has said anything on. Is that the philosophical question of this era? I don't know. It's one of those things. But Roger said he's going to be doing this thing until he dies. He's come against days like I'm having, and it just doesn't matter. You know, Obi-Wan is definitely doing his best to give me some support, which is great. It's amazing. But anyhow, I want to throw out the phone number there. I want you guys to call in. Phone number is 512-248-8252. And we can have a discussion here. I want to get back on the idea of being heroes. Being heroes. Because, you know, I don't ask anybody for anything for my own personal gain. I just don't. That's up to me. That's my responsibility. That's, you know, as a man, that's what I do. But if I'm involved in something like an organization that's helping fighting system, educating people, then absolutely I want you to donate. So, guys, I want you to donate to TLBTalk.com, where the people are wonderful, making sure, and RBN needs some support too. I know I'm going to be getting there soon. I'm going to be headed back to the States. When I have my live-in van, my converted van, you know, it's got the bed in there, the refrigerator, the shower, the stovetop, the desk. When I get my van conversion going on, I'm going to be going all over. And if I do end up taking one of the daytime slots with the network, I'm going to be going around Austin doing live shows. I'm going to be doing live shows. I get to talk to you, the people. I'm going to have a microphone walking around. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We're going to get as many venues as humanly possible. And, you know, I don't know. You might see me in front of a Walmart. You might see me in front of the Alamo Draft House. Boy, do I miss that place. What a classic place. Great memories of Alamo Draft House. That's the place I go if I really want to get with a girl. Yeah, that's the place you take her. Watch a movie, have a few drinks, eat all the food you want, do a little snuggling, and the night is yours. I hope that we can get some sort of a deal with Alamo Draft House, because I would love to talk about them endlessly. First time I've ever had a beer over 5.5%. Alamo Draft House. That beer was like 9%. It's crazy. Yeah, but anyhow. Mike, are you back from your what are you doing? Because we gotta get into the show here. We gotta get these clips rolling. All right. By the way, yes, once again the phone number is 512-248-8252. If you're out of the country or something, you can call 800-313-9443 at this number. Yeah, excuse me. It's been a while since I've said it. So, heroes. We gotta be heroes. I want people to be better than what they put on paper. I want people to be better than how they want to act in society. It's just the idea of some racist person hates black people. I mean, what would you do in a situation? If you're a racist white man and you have the opportunity to save the life of a black child, what would you do? Would your racism prevail and let that child become a victim of circumstance? Or would your humanity prevail and you would try to save that child? I wish I could ask that question earnestly and have some people actually reply to that question. Because I know you are RBN listeners, you're not hardcore racists like that. Of course, you guys would opt to save the life of a child, even if it's different skin color than yours. I'm pretty sure. So, I'm really, really upset with just the things that I'm seeing online. But then again, So I think we should leave off where we left off last night and start with the next clip, because we, once again, should be protecting ourselves as a society. And the media should be playing it, but they won't play it. So I'm going to give it a second play here, because I know it's never got more than one play. So let's go ahead and get the next one up.
Two high schools on opposite sides of the country are safe this morning after police apprehended students allegedly threatening attacks. A 15-year-old in South Portland, Maine, was arrested yesterday. Police say he posted on social media that he wanted to shoot up the school. In Everett, Washington, an 18-year-old now faces three felony charges. Joshua O'Connor appeared before a judge Wednesday after his arrest for allegedly planning a school shooting. His grandmother, who learned about it by reading his journal, went ahead and tipped off police. Tony DeCopel is here with the disturbing details. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. Disturbing is definitely the right word. Joshua's grandmother, Kathy, told authorities she found a semi-automatic rifle hidden in her grandson's guitar case. She also found his journal, in which he allegedly described a desire to become infamous, writing, quote, "I need to get the biggest fatality number I possibly can."
On Monday night, Kathy O'Connor was confronted with evidence her teenage grandson, Joshua, may be planning a school shooting. On Tuesday morning, she called 911.
I'm finding journal entries from my grandson. And he's planning to have a mass shooting at one of the high schools.
According to authorities, detectives searched Joshua's house and seized a rifle, bomb-making equipment, and his journal. In it, Joshua allegedly wrote, "I'm preparing myself for the school shooting. I'm learning from past shooters/bombers' mistakes so I don't make the same ones." He boasted that his aim was improving and wrote, "I can't wait to walk into that class and blow all those expletives away." Authorities also say Joshua is the gunman in this surveillance video of a convenience store robbery Monday. They say his rifle matches the one used in the crime, and that his journal describes how he felt powerful pointing the weapon at the cashier.
He's required to have restraints on him at all times.
Wednesday, a judge deemed Joshua too dangerous to be uncuffed. During his arrest, he slipped his restraints and allegedly assaulted an officer.
I'm sure she would have known that this was going to get her grandson into big-time trouble.
Andy Munz is with the school district that oversees Joshua's high school. He thanked Joshua's grandmother for making the call.
Couldn't have been an easy thing for her to do, but boy, it was sure the right thing for her to do, because that may have saved a lot of lives.
Authorities believe O'Connor robbed the convenience store for money to buy more weapons for the attack. His case is still under investigation, and he's currently being held on a $5 million bond. His public defender said in court that her client has no criminal history whatsoever, but you can certainly understand why the grandmother was so concerned.
Yeah, and thank you, Grandma, that she acted, though, that she saw the gun and then did some more snooping. Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Tony.
Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but I grew up with my dad, like, all in my business, nose up my ass. They're just going through my stuff nonstop. I tried to have a journal. Didn't get 3 pages into it before knowing that my journal was picked up and moved. So I stopped doing that. I had one of those recording Walkmans from that Home Alone movie. They actually made that into a toy. I got that for Christmas one year. And I would just record, you know, stuff on cassette. And it was like I would hang out with my friends and record and do shows and just act like a complete buffoon. My dad, you know, listened to one of those. I stopped doing that. You know, I had cell phones that given to me by a friend. You know, he found that, couldn't keep that anymore. He didn't believe in me having a cell phone. My music. Yeah, you know, I grew up on classic rock. I grew up on, you know, a lot of different music. But whenever I had got into listening to, I don't know what station was there in Austin, but it was a hip-hop station. I started listening to that, you know, just because I want to know. I want to know what the deal is, you know. I'm in junior high, right? I want to know what the music is. I'm starting to go to dances, you know, girls are into stuff. I need to know what's going down. I want to know what Keith Sweat is singing about. I want to learn those songs so I get that inflection and whine to get in between a girl's legs. I want to learn how to do that. But, you know, they had, you know, hip hop. They had rap on there, too. And the very first rap album I bought, so I loved it. I loved that song with Busta Rhymes and Janet Jackson. What's It Gonna Be? Loved it. First rap album I ever bought. And I didn't know at the time. I bought the edited version. My dad, you know, popped that into the cassette player, and he's listening to it. Okay, this is okay for you to listen to. I'm freaking out, like, he's going to hear a curse word and take it from me. But I had no idea I bought the edited version. So I went out and bought the unedited version later. And, you know, I started getting my music. So, and he starts going through my stuff, telling me I can't, and confiscating my rap albums. I didn't have any privacy. It was an issue if I closed the door to my bedroom. I had zero privacy. How is it? And, you know, this is one of these things that prompted me to leave my home and go live with my white friends. I had no freedom. I had no privacy. I had nothing. So how is it that you have all these shooters that own guns, you know, where are the parents? You know, I'm like Eminem, you know, you want to blame everybody but the parents. Where are the parents? Now, what my dad did to me was to the extreme, the absolute extreme. You don't have to be that much in somebody's business. You know, your own kid's business. You don't have to be. But you can, you know, keep a lookout. You know, catch that bag of weed every now and again. You know, you can look at that journal and make it to where no, you can't tell that somebody's read it. Put it back exactly where you put it, exact way you found it. Be asking the kid questions. You know, pry a little bit, but only a little bit. I'm just saying, if it were me, I would have never been able to do a school shooting. Because my parents were up my butt 24/7. I couldn't plan going to the bathroom without them knowing. So I really do appreciate this grandmother who found this journal, found the guns, and you know, it's old school. This is old school parenting. This is someone's grandmother that found all this. I'm a late child. You know, my dad's way old. So I know that old school way of thinking. that old school way of raising your kids is something that stopped the shooting from happening. You know, I wasn't planning any shooting. I just wanted to live. I just wanted to be a regular teenager, which I was prevented from being. So I got the hell out of there. I went and got a job. Well, I wouldn't start making money until I got a job and did my own thing. But again, that's just me. A lot of these guys are just, I find to be whiny, crying wusses. Beta males pushed over the edge that go and do things. And it's really creepy, this type of personality, this borderline personality. I know we got some calls starting to come in here. We will start the calls on the next hour here, but let's do one more clip, and then we'll take the top of the hour break.
To the hero teacher who disarmed a sixth grader after the girl opened fire inside her Idaho school. And this morning, that teacher speaking out for the first time. Amy joins us with the story. Good morning, Amy.
Hey, good morning, Michael. Yes, it is every teacher's nightmare, hearing gunshots ring out inside their school. Well, on this day in Idaho, one teacher confronting the danger instead of running the other way, taking the girl's gun away and likely saving so many lives in the process. This morning, the hero teacher who stopped a school shooting in Idaho earlier this month, now breaking her silence.
It was a little girl, and my brain couldn't quite grasp that. And so I looked at her, and I just quietly said, "Are you the shooter?" And she just watched me, and I just walked up to her, and I put my hand over her hand, and I just slowly pulled the gun out of her hand, and she allowed me to. She didn't fight. She didn't give it to me, but she didn't fight. And then after I got the gun, I just pulled her into a hug because I thought, this little girl has a mom somewhere that doesn't realize she's having a breakdown and she's hurting people.
Kristen Knighting, a middle school math teacher, was preparing her students for their final exams when she heard a gunshot from down the hall.
I got up and I walked to my door and I just looked out and I just saw one person in the hallway quite a ways down. And it was our janitor, and I shut the door, and I came back in, and then I heard two more shots. And so I just told my students, we are going to leave. We're going to run to the high school. You're going to run hard. You're not going to look back. And now is the time to get up and go.
Authorities say a sixth grade girl pulled a handgun out of her backpack and started shooting inside Rigby Middle School. She then moved outside, where she continued to fire.
We heard one gunshot, and then right after we heard another, and we heard multiple kids screaming, and my friends and I were freaking out, and we were hiding in the corner of our classroom.
Three people were injured. Two students and a custodian were rushed to the hospital.
One of the boys just started talking about, "Ouch, I'm shot," and I just looked at him and I said, "Are you shot?" And he said, "Yes."
Moments after trying to help the boy, Knighting looked up and saw a gun.
I just knew that when I saw that gun, I had to get the gun.
Knighting hugging the girl as she called 911 with her cell phone, waiting and embracing until police arrived.
After a little while, the girl started talking to me, and I could just really tell she was very unhappy. And I just kept hugging her and loving her and trying to let her know that we're going to get through this together. And so I looked at her, and I just said, "He needs to put you in handcuffs." And she didn't respond. She just let him. And he was very gentle and very kind. And he just went ahead and took her and put her in the police car.
The girl going through an apparent crisis, Knighting calming her down when she and the students in her school needed it most.
I do believe that my being there helped her because she calmed down. And she was able to just watch me and to stay calm and to let me approach her. So I do know that my calmness definitely must have affected her.
The prosecutor's office telling ABC News the girl is still in custody and has been charged. Knighting hoping people can forgive her for what she has done.
She's just barely starting in life, and she just needs some help. Everybody makes mistakes. I think we need to make sure we get her help and get her back into where she loves herself so that she can function in society.
Now, Krista went on to say that she does want to meet with that young student once officials say it's okay and that she hopes she gets the support she needs. But, wow, what a teacher, guys.
Yeah. You said it, what a teacher. And even her remarks there at the end about how she hopes that this young girl gets the help that she obviously needs. Yeah.
Boy, so much empathy and so much courage at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, hey there, Gene.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I have so much to say about that, but I will wait until the other side of the top of the hour break. So, guys, stay tuned.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.